American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93KHJ, and the Suicide Prevention and Mental Health Helpline, which is now live here on Ion. That means anytime you need to talk to someone, day or night, there's someone standing by to take your call at 988. You could be calling from a Blue Sky or Astica phone, and even if you have no minutes, your call is going to get answered by a live person on the other end. Talking with us about the DOH and DHSS collaboration are Tu'u Maiava, Sherry Hochi, and Miss American Samoa, Epifania Pitillo, on 93KHJ's interview podcast.
So, yes, John, thank you for having us. And this morning, we have Miss American Samoa, Epifania Pitillo, and Miss Sherry Hochi from from the American Samoa Department of Health. So we're here again to let the community know that there's no longer going to be a 220. We have merged the suicide hotline to the 988 suicide mental health helpline. So again, same behind the 911 perspective, we just want three numbers that anybody who needs assistance in the community to call 988. And this effort is a joint effort between the Department of Health and the Department of Human and Social Services.
And this can be called from any phone on Ion. So if I got an Astica phone, if I got a Blue Sky phone, I can call this number. Even if I have no minutes, I can call this number. Is that right?
It's a free call. You just dial the 988 and you'll be able to get through to the helpline.
All right. That's Sherry there. And if you were off mic and didn't hear her, she said that's a free call then.
A free call.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. And I can call it like right now then if I need someone to talk to.
You should be able to call it right now and have the, if it's, it'll ring to either line, it'll ring to the 220 and at this point roll over to the 988 or it'll go directly to the 988.
Now say it's Saturday night, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and, you know, it's the weekend.
Correct.
And well after hours and I'm feeling down and, you know, maybe something bad has happened to me or I'm just having some bad impulses that are going through my brain. If I dial this 988 number, not having any kind of minutes from either an Astica or a Blue Sky phone, somebody's going to pick up on the other end?
Correct. We have operators ready and trained to support and help with any of the issues. If it's mental health issues, the suicide is the main focus, but it is a crisis line for behavioral health, mental health issues. And you can get directly through to an operator by dialing the 988, no matter if you have minutes or not, any of the phones, the cell phones, the Blue Sky or Astica, you can get through.
And is this a completely confidential call? You know, these are kind of circumstances that might be very private to me or somebody that might be thinking of calling you.
Correct.
Nobody's going to...
No information is shared. You can call in totally anonymously. You know, the more information that you're able to provide us with, the more that we can support you and give you that much more help. But if it's just a matter of calling in and comforting you with any issues or questions, we're happy to do that, to support in any way that we can.
Very, very good.
John?
Yes,
so,
too.
Yeah, so like Sherry said, there's trained staff. There's both from Department of Health and Department of Human Social Services, and they're there. And through the training, we've made sure that they, you know, again, uphold to the confidentiality and also ethical standards along with all of the, you know, the calls that come in. And, you know, we have a crisis unit on standby that if they do have to, you know, dispatch a team to go out there to assist this individual who's, you know, actually at the stage of where they want to commit suicide, we have the teams. And then, of course, I want to mention that Department of Public Safety was part of the training so that they would, they were there to actually, you know, see how the whole operation works and how, you know, DHSS and DOH, you know, that collaboration between the two agencies and Department of Public Safety. So, so the teams are ready. In fact, even though the launch is this Friday, we've actually started the merging the lines on Sunday. So we have staff right now on, you know, at the center, which is at the DOH center. So we are now, you know, answering to the 988.
Is that a hard thing to do when somebody calls you and, you know, when you're talking to a dispatcher and trying to find out where they are? Because we don't really have street addresses here. you know.
Yes, and that's what, like Sherry mentioned, you know, the whole conversation, you know, is trying to get the most important thing is when this individual calls, you have to identify whether or not they're, what stage they are as far as, you know, thinking of committing suicide. And then the main focus at the beginning of the talk is to get the information and the location where they are. Because just in case the line drops or, you know, they don't want to talk anymore, but they got enough information and they're identifying this person as high risk already, you know, they're thinking of committing suicide, we have the information to dispatch the teams out to the location.
Okay. And no matter how remote it might be. In the back of the old Ulu tree that burned down 6 years ago.
Yes,
you can find
so,
it.
Yeah, so in these cases, when it's high risk and they're ready, the DPS will then be the first individuals. We call 911 to dispatch them there, and then our teams will follow.
Okay.
So that's how the protocol goes. So.
And Epi, you're sitting over there, quiet as a mouse. What role do you play in all of this, Miss American Samoa? Well,
I just want to thank DOH and DHSS for having me involved in raising awareness on suicide prevention. You know, I thank DOH and DHSS and the other agencies. You know, they raised awareness and did outreach programs for the schools about suicide prevention. And I thank our Heavenly Father that there was no case right after the month of January. And I thank them for having me involved here to raise awareness on suicide prevention and to reach out to our youth that it's okay to not feel okay. And we have this new 988 hotline that will launch Friday if they need someone to talk to. I know as a youth it's hard to express your feelings to your family members or your closest friends, and with this call these agencies will help you through it.
Right. Yeah, it is. You're right. When you're talking to somebody kind of that's close to you, that knows you, they already have their preconceived notions about you, and when you're talking to an actual professional and they're not, you don't feel like you're being judged by somebody that knows your history and things like that. So that's encouraging. And it sounds like you got professionals standing by to take those calls. And you mentioned, too, that since January there have been no cases?
From what I know of, you know, I've been listening to the news. I know from the last case in January mm-hmm. and in February there was no cases.
Is that right, too? Yeah, you've got the numbers.
There are no cases.
Well, that's sounds like we're headed in the right direction then,
yes.
Because November and December were pretty scary.
November, December.
And then January, you're like, oh, Jesus, this thing going to keep going. I think there were like, what, five in January or something like that?
Yeah.
Nearly half a dozen. And so.
But that doesn't account for the attempt suicides.
Attempts, you say?
That doesn't count for attempted suicides.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll stay on top of it. It sounds like, again, this is a step in the right direction. So 988 is the Suicide Mental Health Helpline, and you can call that anytime, day or night.
Yes, please call us anytime, day or night, if you.
And you mentioned something on Friday.
Yeah, there's a launch on Friday, so both departments are inviting all the partners. So, you know, Miss American Samoa is one of our dedicated partners in raising awareness. There are about 20 other partners, both agencies from the government and also nonprofit organizations. And I think I wouldn't be doing due diligence if I don't have the right list with everybody's name here. So I'm not going to mention it, but they know who they are. And both Department of Health and Department of Human Social Services thank them for their, you know, the collaboration and their assistance in raising awareness. In fact, a couple of them were part of the training. It's all part of building the capacity, you know, amongst the partners, you know, about suicide.
Great. And it's good to see these government agencies kind of working together. You know, a lot of times, I don't know if it happens here in ASG, but the federal government, you know, one agency gets territorial over another agency and they don't want to work together. And the end result is, you know, bad things start happening. And it's cool to see Motusa and Moi Vai Fatasi kind of get together and, you know, team up and get their resources deployed to work together to stop this.
Yeah, we
this.
Believe that unity is strength. So
right.
We need to come together, you know, to provide the assistance out in the community. So,
all right. Excellent. Well, we thank you for coming on to Umayava. And this is Sherry Hochi. Say hi to Robert.
I will. Thank you.
And Epi, say hi to Mika for us as well. And thank you guys for coming on. We'll see you on Friday then at the Argosy Professional Building. And that's where the...
Yes, and you're one of our partners. You know that, right?
Okay.
And your invitation has already been sent out.
Thank you so much.
Really?
To the meeting.
Okay, I'll have to check my mailbox for that then, too. All right. But that's a day that you'll be acknowledging that list that you'd have not today.
And, actually, you know, we're doing this a little different. We wanted to showcase the First Lady. So she'll be our special guest. She'll do the special remarks that day. And we also have the Second Lady. We want them to join us in promoting the 988 and also be part of our suicide prevention awareness.
All right, good deal. 93KHJ, that's Tu'u Maiava, Epi Petelo, and Sherry Hochi talking with us here. Great job, ladies, and thank you for waiting out there, too. I know you'd been in the lobby since about 7, so appreciate your patience on that.
Thank you so much for the
thank
support.
You.
Okay. 93KHJ, we'll be back after these messages.